Welcome to another special anti-psychiatry radio on CKLN 88.1 FM on your dial, friends. But today is special. As many of you know, I've been talking about electroshock and the need to ban it. And it is a direct assault on women, for sure, and on people's lives, a human rights violation. And we've been speaking out for many years at CKLN at Queen's Park. And here at Queen's Park today during the march and the Stop Shocking Our Mothers and Grandmothers, which is the theme of today's protest, I have Sherry DiDenovo here. She is the NDP MPP from Parkdale High Park. Welcome to Anti-Psychiatry Radio Show.
Thank you, Don. Thank you.
Now, you introduced the bill, it was over a year ago, right?
Yes.
And to stop funding of electroshock, can you...
That's right, to delist electroshock.
To delist. Can you absolutely talk about that a bit more and why you decided
to
introduce it?
Well, I think one of the reasons I was elected is to represent or to give voice to what traditionally and historically have been voiceless communities at Queen's Park. And one of those voiceless communities have been consumer survivors. And certainly a consumer survivor movement is, through you, Don, and Bonnie and others, brought this to my attention. And quite frankly, I think that most Ontarians and most Canadians, for that matter, don't know that electroshock is still being performed broadly. They would be shocked, pardon the pun, themselves, to know that. And so this bill helped bring it to the attention of the general population. This practice is still going on. So that's number one. Number two, we have delisted all sorts of things we shouldn't have delisted from OHIP in the last 8 years, among them eye exams, chiropractic, etc. And the thought that we've delisted these essential services and kept on paying for something that I think would horrify folk is just unjust. And certainly I've also, and to be fair, received letters from people who say they've been helped by it. So that's why my bill says delist it, because there's lots of elective surgeries out there that people are willing to pay for that aren't necessarily good for their health. So we're saying, fine, if you feel it's good for you, pay for it. But don't expect that Ontarians and Canadians will pay for something that has been clearly shown to cause harm.
Well, first I want to congratulate you for doing this. I think you're the only member of Parliament, of any provincial parliament. Of course, we've given up on the feds. But to introduce a bill like this, now, what do you expect the reaction will be, and what is the status right now of your bill being, whether it'll be discussed in committee or what?
Yes. Well, what's the reaction has been, I've received letters from groups of psychiatrists, as one would expect, who perform electroshock therapy and talk about how safe it is, yada yada. And I direct them to studies, as I'm sure you do, that show quite the opposite. But more to the point, I think this is, you know, what this bill reflects is a community's desire to see some change. And so again, as voice for the voiceless, that's what I'm doing. In terms of the status of the bill, all bills not passed, which is all bills from the opposition parties in Dalton McGuinty's Ontario, will die on the order table in about 3 weeks' time. Yes, because the House rises in about 3 weeks. Now, we are facing an election October 6th, so I'm saying if this is an issue that's pertinent to you, please take it to your old candidates' meetings and talk about this. And then, you know, all fates being willing and I'm reelected, the bill will then be retabled. So right now it sits, but it and all other unpassed legislation will die on the order table. But, I mean, as you know, Don, you've been at this for decades. The movement doesn't die, and the bill will be given another voice after we come back.
Right. Did you know that as we are speaking, there are similar protests on this day, on May 7th, happening in Ireland and in Montreal?
Oh, really?
Women's groups, because it's mainly women, as you know, and particularly elderly women who are the main targets of this diabolical procedure, which always causes brain damage. Now, you're familiar with some legislation in the States, although it's never been banned. Right. In the States, in fact, in Europe either. It's been restricted, but from what I understand, there's not even a restriction except perhaps children, I'm not sure, under 16 in Ontario cannot get it. I'm not sure whether that's in the family, child and family services act. But in the Mental Health Act, in the Consent to Treatment Act, there's no restriction, as far as I know, on electroshock. Is that your understanding? Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is my understanding. And again, as I say, I realize this is a controversial topic. It's been controversial since it was begun to be discussed. But you know, everything that becomes generally accepted at some point in history is controversial to begin with.
Right. I know you're going to speak it soon, so yeah. We will end it. I want to say thank you very much.
Thank you, John, for your activism for decades.
Thank you for having me.